There's so much more. Every time you think of your partner's pussy, think of this service you offer, this ritual, the worship embodied there. Yes, worship. You feel good right now, having gone so deep and learned more about your purpose, your goal, your job to serve your partner in this way, with kneeling, kissing, licking, searching, gradual loss of your mind and your will, both being taken by that perfect pussy. Yet, you can feel even better if you accept the slight modulation of your consciousness, which comes of learning to really and truly worship. Now, there's a part of the brain which feels pleasure, sure, and another part responsible for memory. The part which shows you these images of your partner's wet, needy sex, your lover's slit which you yearn to serve, love to serve, which is so perfect and to which you wish to submit. Well, envision linking those parts of your mind, so the mere sight of your lover's pussy makes you want to kneel and serve and give in, and feel good doing so. You will thus understand your partner more, understand how horny and powerful that wet, perfect beauty is. You will understand your partner's pussy has needs, and you will exist to satisfy them, to serve. Your lover's pussy controls and owns you, and your lover owns it, and thus you. Add to this the desire to satisfy. Anything you're asked to do in service of your lover's perfect pussy must be done. To assist in its care, its satisfaction, to pleasure it however your partner would like. And when orgasm has arrived, and your lover has enjoyed your touch, you might go on stimulating, sensing that the pussy you are pleasuring is sensitive, and it will enjoy your touch even more, having just come.